Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com. Hey man, it's around 420 in Humboldt County, dude. Is that fog or something else, man? My name is Miles. This is Humboldt Last Week, coming from the land of Bigfoot, or Jesse Eisenberg dressed as Bigfoot, I can't tell. Among the towering redwoods and stellar ocean views, let's begin with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. This is episode 317, dated April 19th, 2024. The bizarre, locally filmed comedy Sasquatch Sunset is out. Shot in our lush redwood forests, the R-rated flick shows Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough in a Bigfoot family grunting and doing gross and or weird stuff. So far, critics have that film leaning fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Join in Daniel Radcliffe's Swiss Army Man or Aubrey Plaza's An Evening with Beverly Loughlin. Will Sasquatch Sunset earn the honor of being the oddest movie ever shot here in Humboldt County? I don't know. You can check the Rotten Tomatoes linked at HumboldtLastWeek.com/TLDR. Arcata High School unveiled a new mural honoring David Josiah Lawson 7 years after his unsolved murder. The victim's mom continues to express gratitude for support and frustration over the lack of justice for her son. Shortly after David Josiah, or DJ, was fatally knifed at a house party in Arcata, a young man from McKinleyville saw murder charges dismissed during the legal process. Arcata cops hope witnesses will have a change of heart and come forward with information leading to charges. DJ's mom was recently quoted as saying, "Kyle Zollner is white, my son is black. If the shoes were reversed, DJ would be in prison right now." You could read more via the Times Standard, and there were some vigil photos taken. You could see those via Redheaded Black Belt. This is an unfortunate statistic. Humboldt County leads the nation in the percentage of vehicle deaths involving DUI. Between 2017 and 2021, a study found over 40% of our deadly vehicle collisions saw drivers under the influence of some kind of mind-altering substance. Now, clearly, drug and alcohol culture is a problem across the nation, but this kind of makes you wonder if our fog, rain, and rural nature makes things worse. But please keep in mind that while Humboldt County's fatal collisions involve DUI at a higher rate than other counties, that does not necessarily mean we have more DUI crashes than other counties or a higher per capita percentage of DUI deaths compared to other counties. Anyway, you could read more via the Times Standard. Arcata officials unanimously decided to fly the Earth flag lower than the U.S. and California flags. This comes after a county judge ruled Arcata voters lack the authority to fly the Earth flag above the U.S. flag per Measure M, which prioritized a healthy Earth. Arcata voters narrowly passed that Earth flag measure. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. Arcata City Council wrote a long press release about that. County law enforcement is planning to put up more stationary cameras that store license plate data for 30 days. With devices strategically placed across the county, proponents cited missing persons, abductions, and stolen cars when discussing some of the benefits of automatic license plate readers and their successes elsewhere. Still, others have privacy concerns as the ACLU wants strict rules about who can see and use this license plate data. You could read more via the Times Standard. This proposed Arcata CAP project, intending to build land above US 101 in Arcata, is getting a serious look. I've mentioned this before, as this plan aims to construct acres of new land above the highway, connecting neighborhoods and providing room for housing and public spaces. With major costs and complexities, we'll see if this idealistic project can progress to reality. The concept has had success in other communities. You could read more via Loco. SF Gate, or the San Francisco Chronicle, is warning local property buyers here in Humboldt County that there could be hidden costs based on cannabis missteps by previous owners that are selling. The paper reports these properties appear to be listed at a discounted rate, and then buyers could be on the hook for cannabis abatements, which sometimes cost millions. The collapse of the local cannabis industry has led to major property price cuts, but experts are advising caution and investigating before purchasing. This is cool. A free clinic in Eureka in July is going to allow uninsured and underserved people healthcare and dental services. This clinic offers free healthcare and dental services to all, regardless of income or pre-registration. A third of California faces poverty and inadequate health coverage. High healthcare costs nationwide and transportation barriers for the underserved do not help. There are other countries that clearly handle healthcare better than us. The California Care Force's 2024 Humboldt County Clinic is set for July 12th and 13th at Eureka's Adorney Center. There's more info linked at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. And thank you to friend of the show, Ross, for passing that along. Humboldt County Export Philip Throssell has a new song with fun local imagery. In Brookings, the indie musician penned a catchy guitar-driven pop rock song with a melody and progression that subtly reminds you of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time while staying original. The track mentions Brookings, Klamath, and Oryx, among other local descriptions. He's now a resident of Nashville, but Philip grew up in Eureka and went to Arcata High. I have a whole bunch of info and the song linked at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. And thanks to a friend of the show, Philip, for reaching out. He says he listens to this podcast on his way to work when he misses home. That's awesome. A popular food truck is stepping into a brick-and-mortar location in Eureka. Pineapple Express, they used to be in Soham, now they moved up north, now they're getting a brick-and-mortar. They're going to be available at the old Humboldt Soup Company location off Myrtle near Little Caesar's Pizza. The spot's going to offer Pineapple Express's Hawaiian grub with drive-through convenience and plans for live music, surfboard bar, menu expansion, and island vibes. They're aiming for a grand opening celebration in late July. That's via KIEM. And our first rooftop restaurant, aptly titled Rooftop Restaurant and Bar, is reportedly now open in Eureka. Located by Los Bagels and Bell Star Clothing, this new sushi restaurant sits atop a new four-story building there. It's going to feature hibachi grills, ramen, and drinks among the sushi. The building there is also going to have businesses and apartments. This restaurant's Instagram notes they're going to be open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. You can read more via the Times Standard. Let's check what we can get into. Arcata Farmers Market's now closing the plaza from traffic. Chuck D at Cal Poly Humboldt later on this month. This cool-sounding pop-punk band Crooked Teeth in Arcata in early May. Crabs baseball games coming up at the end of May. And yeah, there's all kinds of live music, comedy, and more that you can get into. Just check the Loco Lowdown and North Coast Journal calendar. Hey, please don't forget to check HumboldtLastWeek.com for everyday news before episodes come out. There's also rock radio at HumboldtLastWeek.com. If you want to get a beverage and talk Humboldt sometime, don't ever like feel shy to reach out to me. You can tag Humboldt Last Week whenever you see stories that you want to hear on the podcast. Please do that. Please support local businesses. And hey, I hope your thumbs are all right from all that Humboldt cannabis Call of Duty action. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye. Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmers Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at humboldtlastweek.com. and the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at northcoastjournal.com.